You're listening to Rewired and Inspired with Lily Beyond, episode 59.
Welcome to the Mental Fitness School podcast, where we talk all things rewiring your brain to become the inspiring person you're meant to be, inside out. And now to your host and favorite coach, Lily Beyond.
Hey, my friend, how are you feeling? I gotta say, I love the space that we're having here with this podcast. I feel like this is really becoming a hub for you to come back to pick up a dose, a little potion if you want, to make your life a little easier and gain perspective on what you actually want and how good life can actually feel. This is my intention with every episode, that it is encoded with an energy signature that your nervous system is picking up on and that you can activate for yourself for the next couple of days. And for sure, if we work together, we're gonna establish like really proper systems for you so you can intentionally tap into those frequencies when you need them. And one of the major topics clients keep bringing to me is that they want to relax, they want self-care, and they want it so badly, and they know how good it feels, but somehow they never find time to actually relax. It's so freaking hard to prioritize your own self-care, even though you know you're gonna function better if you do so. We consciously know all the things we have to do, when we would need to get up in the morning, when's the best time to eat, what's really nourishing for us and not just an old habit, how we actually want to set space before and after meetings, but somehow it doesn't match with our reality. How is that possible? And we can go about this from different angles. Of course, we can look at the actual time you're spending. We could look at your mental construct of this ideal self-care routine. Maybe it's a little too overloaded, and just because some celebrity is doing it like that, is it really for you? Because hey, shiny object syndrome is super real. Being attracted to all these products, all these 25 steps to get that glowy skin, those 45 minutes of meditation each day to feel aligned and centered. But it can truly just be that it doesn't fit your lifestyle and the things you deep down truly value. For me, for example, I cannot be bothered by some kind of labels trying to sell you something where I just know it's just coconut oil. Oh, I just know. Hey, just eat a little less, get the pressure out and cut out refined sugars, and 95% of socialized diseases can be fixed by that. We know all that shit, but why isn't it sticking? So if it doesn't really work approaching it from the action level, so the things you actually do, we have the two other options above. We can look at the thinking you're having about things, or we can really look at your energetic level. And as we had in the previous episode, where we focused more on the mind's effort of doing things, I want to dedicate this episode on more the physical aspect, when your body is literally craving the self-care and your mind is somewhat on board but somehow doesn't figure out a way how to do it for you. We have to check in with your body and taking it on from that perspective. Maybe this visual helps you. You deep down want to shift lane. You deep down know you need to go on the highway to go faster where you actually want to go. But you are, for whatever reason, stuck on that dusty countryside road that leads nowhere and has big boulders in the way. And there is constantly this under construction sign. And the idea of enjoying the countryside and enjoying the view better on this side of the road might be appealing, but it's just not working. So how can you get out of this loop, literally shift lane and get on that highway where things look different, you have more bandwidth to actually observe the landscape and the neighborhood? Like literally yesterday, I went to a baking workshop here in the rural areas of Cyprus, and I was so freaking happy that I chose the highway. Literally, I thought about it a minute to take the country road and go through the cities, and yes, I'm a little closer to the ocean, but I would have had to think about every single move and, oh, there is a car, there is a crossing, there are things happening, corners and whatnot, to get there. And I was so happy I chose the highway. I just put on cruise mode, like Tempomat in German, and you just go there for 100 because it's the tempo limit, but it's okay because I could literally take the foot off the gas and I'm just going. And I'm trusting the vehicle is going. I keep my hands on the steer, of course, but I have time now, bandwidth, to just absorb the landscape and the neighborhood. And was just like, oh my God, this is the most enjoyable car ride I had in I don't know how long. And I put in a good music and a little, oh my God, it's just the best thing ever if you really experience that. And maybe if you have some commute coming up for you, let's pray there is no traffic jam for you. But if you are in some kind of capacity where you just can go and observe what's around you and you see the trees, you see the wavy hills, you see the cute little houses in the villages, just do that intentionally. Go on the highway now just to go there faster. And what benefit does it have for me? Trusting the support fault system, trusting the vehicle, trusting that you are on the highway, having more emotional bandwidth to actually think of things and get into a totally different emotional physical state. This is just everything. This is what I help my clients do. And today with today's sessions, I want to give you perspective on what might be happening for you that somehow your mind cannot compute how to shift that lane, how to go to that lane. Because if you're in this pain body right now, there might be a couple of reasons why you actually enjoy being in stress right now. Our mind loves identity. It is just part of your identity up until this point. You've spent the past 30 plus years in this identity of being stressed, of needing intensity, of needing this kind of struggle to validate what you are achieving. And this gives you certainty. And we love certainty. I got trained in Tony Robbins' 6 Human Needs, and certainty is just this major, major human need that we need. We need safety, we need certainty. And when everything is uncertain, your job security, maybe your kids have some challenges, maybe some other things, you're building your business, there's so much uncertainty around us. World economy, you're not even talking about that. So it's so good to create your own certainty, and you are used to dealing with stress. Yes, it's not comfortable, but you know what to expect. You know how to pop in that extra aspirin just to make it through the day. You know that there is some kind of reward saying, yes, I deserve now to have a little Netflix break. Or yes, it gives you permission to order this particular comfort food that you actually know is not really healthy for you, but you deserve it because you are so stressed. You can generate certainty by being stressed. Reason number 2, your current mental state might actually enjoy being in that state of stress, is that you get sympathy. It's such a freaking safe zone for you. You know that neighborhood. Those long-lasting friends of worry and fear feel like buddies from the past. And it's just fun to hang out with them. They know you. You don't have to pretend anything. You get freaking sympathy. And you hear of those success stories where people actually feel good about themselves and the sympathy drops because you somehow don't feel any more relatable, or people who used to be able to relate to you eventually don't have any grip on you anymore. They're like, why is she so freaking happy? What's happening there? And reason number 3 why you might enjoy being stressed right now is that you have forgotten what true pleasure is. True pleasure. Not just the quickie, not just the sugar rush, but true lived pleasure. And that's what we want to dive into today. I want to use this episode to give your nervous system a break and your mind a little perspective on how that could be possible for you to tap into right now. So are you ready to dive into the topic of pleasure? Pleasure in your business, pleasure outside of your business, pleasure in your whole life, pleasure when you're looking at your closet. All these things are pleasure, and we are allowed to gather that, to make ourselves aware of that and use that as fuel for safety. One of the things that make my coaching container so juicy is the approach I have of getting your mind on board. Yes, we need the structure for the mind, but still we want to infuse it with as much pleasure and joy as possible, because that's the juice. That's the thing that will keep you going, that will enable you to juice, to grow your life, your business, your career even further. Your pleasure expanding as your business and life grows is not something that just happens on a whim. We have this really weird rule in our mind that we say, hey, once I get that next job, once I have that vacation, once I have that dream partner, then I'm allowed to feel pleasure. Then I have an extra bucket of pleasure or a new capacity of pleasure to tap into. But look back with me on your past vacation, on some past things that happened, maybe on your wedding day, if you had one already. Like I can say for myself, I said, once I have that wedding day, I have so much enjoyment from that day. That's the best day of your life, what media keeps telling you. And it's just not true. You have the same capacity to enjoy something right now than you have it once you've achieved it. Let that sink in for a moment. The thing you are after, that thing you think will give you that amount of pleasure and joy, will never give it to you. Because your capacity is something that you carry within yourself right now already. So while our mind is keep creating the routes, keep offering you strategies and keep working for you, making things happen, having conversations, having strategies, figuring things out, the body, your nervous system needs to expand as well and needs to build up that reservoir, that capacity to allow more things to enjoy. Because I tapped on that in past episodes, especially when you're in that burnout loop, and especially in the 3 components of burnout episode, I talk about that, is when you achieve something and you hope that this will be the thing that gives you the pleasure of fulfillment, you get sick, things crash, because your body is not able to handle that amount of enjoyment that your mind expects from it. So that's why we have to prioritize how we deal with true pleasure in our lives. And again, I'm not just talking about sexual pleasure and having some quickie here and there. I'm really talking about the pleasure of everything, every single thing. Touching a texture, enjoying a good bite of something, or that first sip of this perfect coffee. This can be also pure pleasure, but we never allow it to go into that bucket of counting as pleasure. This is something normal. This is just what it is. This is some necessity. And we lose the opportunity to fuel ourselves and help our nervous system expand to that amount of pleasure that our mind really wants us to be able to handle, to enjoy life to the fullest. And if you need one sentence to remember throughout this episode, and please consider keeping it for life, is allowing yourself to let it be that good. How good do you allow yourself to feel? And yes, it takes focus, intention, and making it a priority. This doesn't happen by accident, my friend. And in my container, we work on two plans. An action plan for your mind, and we make a pleasure plan for your body and nervous system. So last week, we covered the visioning, the strategy work, the skill set you need to be able to even think about new things and allow new ideas and learning to distinguish what's urgent and what's important and making time for that. But along the way, something just isn't working right. You constantly feel victim of your circumstances. Things are happening to you. Nothing's really working out as smoothly as you intend. And this all feeds into that feeling of loss of freedom, loss of time, and often loss of your own body. Like with me and many of my clients, when they literally feel they traded in their health for a little business success. They had to choose their work hours over their health. And I definitely had that experience of, I just want my body back. I don't know my body anymore. What's even happening? And this is also so natural to feel when you are on the verge of burnout, when you feel like, oh, I'm on that highway already, feeling just exhausted by the thing you're creating right now, and you're almost afraid to keep going. Those sticky emotions are our inner compass pointing us to our likes and wants, and I don't want this. So when your current life energy and time setup is in that phase that feels like it constantly needs your attention and something from you and always feel a step behind, you want to tap into that deeper desire. If we can get past that initial feeling of overwhelm, deeper and deeper and deeper, there is a desire. There is a desire of freedom. There is a desire for pleasure. And can you honor that? And can you respect and regard yourself enough to promise yourself to create a business and life that gets you there? But none of that matters. If you're eventually getting to that business success level and you hustled your way there, you've done it all, you put in all the work and all the hours, time and energy, and you get there, and your nervous system doesn't have the ability to soak in the pleasure you have created. It's like you built the faucet, the water is coming out nicely, and now you have this little tiny sponge and you cannot really hold as much water. This is what's figuratively happening. So teaching your body how to feel really, really, really good for longer and longer periods of time is something you will have to actively work on and train and teach your body to do. If you're anything like me or my clients, we were never taught that. So we have to make time to work on that intentionally. We actually do this in our container, training your body and your nervous system to increase your bandwidth. This might not initially seem like the most critical work to do. If you go to your brain, it goes like, no, no, no. We need that messaging work done. We need that virtual assistant, whatever strategy you want to go into. But the reason we deeply focus on the pleasure work while working on your mind, because your body's inability to let things be really freaking good 100%. If your body can do that, it becomes the blocker in your growth. You can have the biggest ideas you want, the best strategies, the most expensive wardrobe, book the most luxurious vacation, but your nervous system is on hyper alert and cannot absorb the goodness. I've worked in so many containers, and at the end of the day, it always comes down to it feeling as too much. Everything is too much. Ideally, your mind is even signaling to you, okay, stop, we need to stop this right now. This is a body thing, but the handover never happens. All the strategy and systems work you can ever do doesn't solve the capacity problem in your body to hold more money, to handle more free time in your schedule, and be seen by strangers on the internet. That's a whole other thing. So each of our bodies has a range that it's comfortable in. And for many, many people, and I would say even my past and every one of my clients, their system will tend towards stress. It will tend towards feeling a little bit contracted, maybe feeling worried and a little anxious. And if they trace that feeling back, that feeling is very often familiar to them. It's likely a base energy state of a parent figure even. Growing up, we were co-regulating with our caretakers. Our nervous system co-regulates with whoever we're around. So our system is mirroring another system. So if we had a parent figure with a dysregulated nervous system, that is literally what patterns into your body. And so it might be a base level state that's just familiar to you. Worry, stress, anxiety, overwhelm. That's just how life is, right? And that feeling is so familiar to most people that they don't even realize that they're always pendulating their nervous system back and forward on that baseline emotional state. The nervous system either operates in fight or flight mode or rest and digest mode. And newsflash, we are actually not supposed to be in fight or flight mode all the time. All of us co-regulated with someone who did not have a healthy mind-body system. And when we are in that mode of fight or flight, stress, worry, anxiety, pressure, overwhelm, that's what our baseline state is. Our ability to access our highest critical thinking skills is very, very low from that point. And we become very zoomed in on problems. It's like we put on horse blinders and all we can see is the problem and everything that could go wrong. You will want to grip and you will zoom into every little thing in your life and business and your relationships, and you will try to control everything. Or if your nervous system tends to have a flight response, you'll be like, fuck it, cancel all of it, I just want to hide. So your baseline is this dysregulated nervous system response, and then depending on your pattern, you either go to fight, you'll grip and control, or you go into flight and you go to cancel everything and just run away. And you have to figure that out, my friend, in order to grow your business, in order to have more time with your loved ones, in order to feel more yourself again. You have to figure out the mind-body stuff. When we are in fight and flight, we also lose access to really juicy, expansive creativity, and intuition can feel really inaccessible. Many, many people are unknowingly just living in this habitual neurochemistry of the body, which is this fight or flight mode. And so when things start to go really well in their business and life, then they just do feel really, really good. And their body doesn't know what to do with all of those amazing good feelings. It's called pendulation. The pendulum is swinging back. The nervous system will want to track back to its baseline emotional state. This is when people talk about things like self-sabotage. It's not you being an asshole to yourself. It's your body just doing what's being patterned to do. If stress and overwhelm is your baseline state, your body will try everything to bring you down there. So you have to teach your body to shift its actual baseline emotional state to be a higher and higher vibration. And I can articulate this so well because I know this firsthand. I had to teach my body emotionally that it is safe to let business be this good, that life can be this good, that it's safe to feel higher and higher levels of pleasure in my body. So I'd love to teach you more embodiment practices on our course together so you can literally teach your body to raise its baseline emotional state. How good you feel day to day vastly increases. When you can self-regulate, you stop chasing those things outside of yourself or keep up with habits like buying shit you don't need in order to get a dopamine hit. With this false briefing of how a vibrant, fulfilled life can actually feel like. When you learn to access your own well of pleasure internally, you find it easier to relax even in a busy day, even when things are rough, even when your kid throws a tantrum. And you find more easily the confidence to claim time for yourself, even though someone needs you. Imagine this as your new baseline emotional state. And it can only go upwards from there. This work is literally life-changing. I want you to think of this as increasing your system's capacity to experience sensation or increasing your emotional bandwidth. And that opens you up to more and more of everything. I for sure feel the sadness and the density of the world more, but I also have the tools to let those run through me and not hold on. And then the simplest things like kissing my husband in the morning instead of a short, mindless peck on the lips becomes the sensation of electricity that courses through every cell of my body. Like a full body wave of energy moving up and down my body. And we were just talking about this the other day, about he has started to do this practice too. If one of us has gone unconscious or kind of switched off the light inside, we can help each other out, find that again and co-regulate upwards. We can build new habitual patterns, like we kiss each other intentionally with those electric kisses to call each other back into presence. It's not a thing like a moment that just sort of gets glossed over. I have this intense experience of gratitude, the simplest gesture of even strangers at the supermarket giving each other away, seeing someone smile, watching the sunrise and sunset every morning. I allow myself to deeply feel the pleasure of the simplest things. I've taught my body to drink that in rather than gloss it over and only feel 10% and then have to effort to do more and more and more to compensate for the rest of the 90%. And I use those powerful, delicious feelings of pleasure to fuel me forward in my own life and business. And when you allow yourself to feel better and better, then you train yourself to hold this level of pleasure in your body and allow yourself to go from survival mode, where your nervous system is in a constant fight or flight, to creation mode, where your nervous system is in rest and digest, and you're able to see so much more of what's happening and what's actually possible. And once you are on that line of the highway, prioritizing your self-care stops becoming a chore and starts becoming effortless. When your system lives at its baseline in rest and digest, and you teach yourself to be there feeling good, feeling so good, feeling high and higher levels of pleasure for long and longer periods of time, you access to a constant stream of innovative, creative ideas that you can actually then execute like a freaking boss. Your access to your intuition and expansive guidance greatly increases. So the pleasure work not only helps you drink in the pleasure and the good feelings and help you take better care of yourself every single day, it also teaches your body that it's safe to create from that place, to create from hope and not from fear. You get to take these tools and get to live from a higher baseline emotional state for the rest of your life. And here's the cool thing that then happens. Once you wrap your mind around that, this becomes an essential business strategy, optimizing your mind and business system to operate with its peak levels of performance, more intuition, more creativity, more strategic thinking, then you are applying it in your conversations, in your boundary setting, in your self-care. It impacts how effective every little thing you do is. It really supercharges every single action and interaction. And you're noticing your relationships getting better. Your daily work is becoming more and more effortless, even the challenging things. You have more creative ideas. You have more capacity to solve complexer things. You have greater inspiration for the people around you. Your overall precision is higher. I mean, you see it in the media all over. Everybody's preaching to first take care of yourself to do better work. But if this is not working for you, I invite you to use this mind hack to envision the better work you will be doing if you take care of yourself. And how to take better care of yourself? To teach your body that it's safe to feel good, that it's safe to pull down the guards, that you will not abandon it, that it doesn't have to be in high alert to be highly effective. You're not made to be in the constant wheel of doing. It's safe to slow down. It's safe to lean back and receive more than you ever imagined possible. Women have been taught to overgive. We've been taught that our value is in how much we can overgive. Oftentimes, most of the time, for the detriment of our being. Giving more than we are actually physically capable of. Because we've not been taught to create pleasure for ourselves and give from a place of overflow. Women have been taught to do all the things and give it all, to run themselves into the freaking ground. Make the lunch for the kids, volunteer for 10 things, make sure the cupcakes for the birthday party are just perfect. Is your husband okay? Did he remember all those 5 things? The invisible workload that women carry is immense. There are so many studies on that. We need to either completely put it down or figure out how to distribute the weight. And what we need to do is to learn to fill ourselves first, to be so full of joy and pleasure and beauty and overflow, to be so plugged into the source, wanting to move through us on a day-to-day basis that we can easily give from our overflow. So I want you to leave you with this. How good are you willing to let it get? How much pleasure are you willing to let yourself experience? Not just 2 weeks in a year on an overpriced vacation that you take to get away from the day-to-day life that isn't pleasurable. But what does it look like for you to have a business and a life and relationships that every single day is soaked in pleasure like a sponge? It's so soaked in pleasure, it almost can't even hold anymore. That's how much pleasure is there, and that's how much pleasure you deserve. Are you willing to let it be that good? And notice, how often do you automatically make decisions and do things that reject pleasure from your life as an automatic visceral response? Like people offering to help you out or give you perspective on how you can do things better, or giving you opportunities to speak at podcasts, and you're not being able to act on them, or almost freezing in the moment of not being able to handle that goodness. But you unconsciously brushing it away, not intentionally considering it. And then there is this one negative thing that you messed up, and you tether yourself to this one thing that someone said, slightly negative, that thing that didn't went so well. And you cling on to that negativity, to that negative example, that nothing is working. So notice every single time what you are teaching yourself. What are you teaching your mind-body system every single time you say to yourself, I'm gonna take care of myself, and you don't do it. When you tell yourself, hey, I don't need that thing. I want it, but I don't need it. No, it's okay. I really don't need it. I don't need it. You teach yourself to stay in survival mode, to only allow yourself things when you desperately need them. So you snap back into that state of striving and struggling towards something. And taking care of yourself suddenly becomes again the very last on the priority list. So if you take away one thing from this session, we have to teach our bodies that it's safe for us to hold such intense, pleasurable sensations without wanting to eject them from our experience. We do that in our coaching container, creating your pleasure plan next to your action plan and taking it as seriously, prioritizing it as highly as your action plan. So now we just have to make a plan for, yes, all of that pleasure, including your self-care. Are you considering taking care of yourself as pleasurable? Why? Why not? We need to start there, allowing yourself to let it be that good. Allowing it to be a tandem, not a pendulum. It's not either or. It is one step at a time. One with the left, one with the right. One with the left, one with the right. You can hop your way to success, but it's rather exhausting. So seriously, it's like amazing to witness my clients what they're able to create once they unlocked that code for themselves and allowed themselves to challenge all those rules, society and conditioning imprinted on them, and get into a space to create your own rules, things that 100% serve you and the lifestyle you truly, truly deep down desire. And of course, it is a journey. It also took me so much tender devotion and care to my mind-body system to teach it a new way of being and allow judgment from other people that I choose to write my own rules and choose to do things slightly differently than other people would consider normal. I want to live a life soaked in pleasure, where I travel with girlfriends, where I'm deeply present with my husband, where business is allowed to be as good, and I'm in my zone of genius. It still boggles my mind that it's allowed to be this good. And once this is normalized within you, trusting that new desires will come, it will get better and better and better. Like the universe is ever expanding, your desire is ever expanding. Your business and career goals are possible. Feeling good no matter what is happening externally, if you're winning or losing, is possible. I'm the lighthouse, not the boat. I'm willing to be there, and the clearer my glass is and the stronger my light is, the more I will attract the things that are meant for me. And this is your self-care. Self-care is building your lighthouse every single day, everyday maintenance, especially on a rough shore. You need to clean your windows regularly. And because I'm able to be in a higher level baseline emotional state, my ability to strategically problem solve, have more creative ideas and generate more solutions, to have access to more intuitive downloads, all of this is possible thanks to this work. And that's the impact. And when you teach your body right now, in this very moment, to increase its ability and capacity to feel good, your life and your business gets brighter. This is the pleasure path, and you are invited to join us. My coaching container is open year-round. We don't have any day to waste. The longer you wait, the more we have to clean up. So I'm inviting you to book a call with me to see if this is a match for you. I know you're hearing me now on the podcast and you're getting to know a very particular side of me, but of course our vibe on a call has to match too. So give yourself the gift of clarity today and book that call. And we'll talk about your struggle with self-care and how to solve it once and for all, because you deserve it and because you need it, your future needs it, the people around you need it, your family needs it, your partner needs it. So you then have the capacity to really spend your focus and your time on strategic thinking and creating innovative solutions. This is the space where you learn to create a life and business and relationship that can be that good. I will know your name. I will know your desires, and we will carve out your path that makes this inevitable for you. Your action plan and your pleasure plan will work in tandem to create that life and business and relationship greater than your imagination ever dreamed was possible. This is your quest, my friend. Thank you so much for showing up for yourself today. ready to deprogram your self-sabotaging patterns? The Mental Fitness Starter Training is open right now for enrollment. Once you are rewired and inspired, the real fun begins. Go to mentalfitnessschool.com to join class today. Thanks for listening and see you in class.